Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening, brothers and sisters. Hey, this is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip, talking to you tonight, coming to you live from a distant place on the south side of Chicago. And I was wondering about tonight's show, and I picked it in my heart and out my head. And I want to talk to you all tonight about our political officials perceiving that the public or the people in the public is really dumb to get us caught up into their ways and their way of thinking. And even though that we don't like what they're doing, we still insist upon going along with it. And I was wondering, is there some type of demonic spirit that they have where they don't want to let go of the power and the changes? Because we know in our heart of hearts what they're doing is not right, and it's so corrupted and it's crooked. But all we do is complain about it to each other and don't have no changes. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we can feel that in our deeper heart of hearts that most of our politicians have our best interests in their hearts. But I don't know. Sometimes it's almost like once they get there, it's like Richard Pryor, which way is up, the movie, when they shine the ring finger and he did everything that the big bosses asked him to do. So I'm just trying to get an understanding about how does this work and what type of effect does it have on us, because it seems like they catch us when we're most gullible, at the most worst time when we're looking for hope, you know, in times of despair. And we're really looking for somebody or some people to turn us to a better direction that we're in. But once they get there and they get comfortable, it's, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, because we have a lot of examples. They just got rid of the congressman from New York. Now, he done took money and then did everything wrong, but he waved it out. He's the sixth person in U.S. history to get removed from congressional office. First, they removed the Speaker of the House because he didn't go along with the Republican agenda. You know, now we got a president that still want to be president again, like, give me my red ball. And I really don't understand it. That's at the national view. We're not going to speak on Chicago, how corrupt and sinister Chicago is, with our politicians, because we didn't really start being prevalent minority representatives for our community until the late 70s. And it seems like here, it's business as usual. Once any alderman or anybody get in office, we go along and get along. You know, and that's kind of frustrating as being a person here, because it seems like it's just a ball game to them. You know, in my heart of hearts, the past couple of years, I really don't have too much of an insight or no type of hope or optimism as far as being involved with the political structure here in Chicago. Because after experiencing how Harold Washington, let's just be straight up, I was around with Harold Washington. A lot of people say no, but I think in my heart of hearts, Harold Washington was quietly assassinated. Because if not, all of a sudden, after he got everything he wanted throughout battling with the city council for years, now all of a sudden he just wakes up one morning, go to lunch, and croaks over and die. But that just goes to show you how they want to control their power, and that's all they need. Because it's just them. It's no justice. It's just us. And then it made it a little bit more prevalent that they had something to do with Washington's death when they used their Evadola Act like a lighter. Once they got rid of Washington, they had poor Evadola Act voting Republican and running Republican after that. So I don't know. I mean, as a people, we should understand and just retire. We can just get rid of the whole political system because it's not favoring the people. They say for the people and by the people, but it seems like it's just a little fraternity once they get there. And to think in a conscious way, in a realistic way, you know, they really need us. We don't need them. But at the same time, for that power that they thirst for, you know, they're willing to do anything. They're willing to tell you that the world is flat still, and we know all the time now that the world is round. I mean, you have people in there that did their term, but they're still holding on to their power. I can't conceive Nancy Pelosi being in her 80s and still want to be reelected and be the House Minority or the Majority Leader. I mean, hasn't you made enough money and did enough that you thought that you were going to do? Or you just hiding behind just trying to be a public servant? But whatever the case may be, it's something that we should all be aware of, because like in Chicago, and I hate to say it, hard on blackness, but it seemed like our black alderman is just sitting there. I haven't seen anything that they really done, but piggyback on what the mayor said, and as long as they keep the mayor happy and content, they'll play ball with him. But while they war to slowly erode and became, you know, grocery store deserts, no access to good health care, we're not going to talk about the crime. So I recognize this, and I'm trying to ask you all, so I won't be looking like an alien or a cow out to pasture, because this is really a problem. As it goes on, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better, because it's the same game and the same routine. You know, because won't nothing ever get done if you still go along with the same games and just to get along. You know, I mean, if you take an oath to something, man, that's like, to me, like a mafia oath. You know, I believe that's to be like blood in and blood out. But at the same time, once you get there, I don't know, is the quest and the thirst for power more important than going there and doing what you are told to do, or what you said that you, what you would do? I don't know. It's kind of funny to me, but whatever the case may be, don't you think it's kind of a long time in coming that this stuff has to stop? Because if it don't stop, this is what you, me, I, our kids and our grandkids have to look forward to. Because when they say a machine, it really is a machine then, I guess. And I guess we the oil that keeps us going, because we so deceived and it's been so corrupt that we can't really, really, really understand how things go, and we're not even concerned or care about it. Most people don't vote anymore. So that's why I brought this topic up tonight, because I'm digging deep in my heart, because, like I said, it's just been up to a couple of years. The way that I see how things go, I really don't want to get involved anymore, because you know the outcome. As long as it's a two-party system, hey, you know, to me, Republicans are warped ideologists. They're like managers of a company. You know, no news is good news. Take credit for everything, but when things go wrong, distance yourself. And Democrats, they're like a union. Power to the people, but they're more or less like they're French. It's about we, but then it winds up being them and it becomes me. So who can you really trust at that? You know, who can you really shed a light on and get an understanding with that, hey, they're here to do what they say that they're supposed to do? Because they want to profess all of this stuff and blame everybody else. I hate to say it. It seems like they done took a page out of Narcissism 101, because they take no accountability. They have no empathy for the common person, or just a human being on this earth. And they're always being victimized. They're always saying that it was something, somebody else that got in the way. So I was just wondering, is that a way to live? Because if not, why don't we just do this? Why don't we just tear it down and rebuild? Because it's just more of the same. All they're doing basically is just keeping money circulated to where, hey, things can move. I get that. I understand that's a bare necessity, but at the same time, you know, what about the people that keeps the folks in the wheel rolling? I mean, don't they have a say or some type of airplay or something like that? I mean, you can see it all around you. I mean, you even got Crooked Ed Burke, who's been in office for years. Now he got to fight and finagle his way out of the feds coming down on him. His wife is a judge. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's two people in this world I love. That's God and John Lennon. And John Lennon called it out when he said, karma will get you. But at the same time before that, I think that those things like that and what he's done over the years should have been nipped in the bud a long time ago. Because there ain't nowhere on earth you can attain that power all those years without getting your hands dirty. So I take it up among the people to recognize and be aware of what's going on because as long as we're still in the dark, there will be no progress made. And they'll see that. They're scared to do anything in the world or put roadblocks in the way, so it won't be no progression. They want to keep things like it is. So, hey, it can benefit them in the long run. So, I mean, all this corruption and everything, I've been born and raised in Chicago my whole life, and I never thought, because this is a beautiful place, man. I mean, I lived in other cities, and Chicago is one of the top places in the world, man. We got so many advantages, we don't even want to take advantage. You know, we got access to a lot of things, and we can live right. But at the same time, behind all of that good makeup, it's really a dirty scene. You know, I mean, payoffs, judges, bribes, everything. And now it got so bad to where it's arrogant and blatant now. It just ain't used to be like in the days of Matt Daly's father where, hey, people meant something and then they can do what they want to do for themselves later. Now they're going in reverse. They're taking theirs off the top and breadcrumbing the people. So that's why I just want to get a clear understanding of where we're headed, because I don't think that I would vote again. A lot of people tell me, if you don't vote, the person that won it ain't gonna win anyway. You know, I'm not really too much bound into that concept anymore because it's not them getting in office. It's about them being corrupt and tainted and fragile and fractious. That's the problem, because if you put this person in there, everything is gonna be, you know, crazy. Like the old alderman in Englewood, Shirley Coleman. Now her daughter took over and at an all-time high. Dorothy Timmer, all the land in Alabama while her daughter's picking up all the real estate on the south side of Chicago. I mean, these are distant rewards that after you leave the political office of Chicago, it's almost like Braveheart. You know, they give you land and title. You know, but what about the poor people? Why do we always have to be Oliver Twist begging for porridge when it should be a gift? So that's what I'm trying to understand, you know. And I need your help to let me get a clear picture about it, because this is crazy, man. I ain't lying. And we ain't going to talk about the federal government in Washington, because you got Donald Trump for survival now. He has to become president so he don't face no criminal charges. He don't want to be president just to be president like on his first term. He wanted to do that for survival, so his corporations and everything don't get taken down with him, because they're coming at him at all angles. And I guess he want to have under that you cannot prosecute a sitting president. So I don't know how this going to turn out, because it looked like one big messy soap opera to me. So that's what the conversation is about tonight. And the first thing that come out their mouths, man, political officials is about integrity. Well, you know what? Hey, I know Tootsie, they've got more integrity than a lot of these politicians walking around here. And like I said, our black aldermen, people in places of power like that, some of them need to be ashamed of themselves. They really do. Because ain't no way on earth you can embrace the latest trends, but when you see your neighborhoods and your community going down in decay, you don't even recognize that you got a pair of blinders on. And that's what hurts the most, because, hey, man, if you do live in that ward, you don't think that stuff affects you? Excuse me. I'm just wondering. I mean, where's that thinking at? So, being saying that, that to be said is that, hey, us as a people got to start being more meticulous about who we choose to run for office and represent us, because if not, hey man, they're just playing the same game and the same beat like they always have. You know, and if we don't watch out, we're going to get ourselves set up for a big downfall. So, you know, I would understand if it was different, but this has been going on now for 40 years. Especially in Chicago, because in Chicago, we really didn't get deep black representation until 1977. That was after Daley's father died. They made Wilson Frost pro tem. which means that he's next in line to become mayor until they elect another one. And Wilson Foster didn't want the position because he had too many Freddy Krueger nightmares in his closet. Him and Alice Street. Both of them went down on the federal indictments and went on to jail. And then in 82 and 83, once we started getting more voting blocks, they had to rezone the city. And that made us have more black aldermen than ever. I'll never forget those days, those years, because I was a teenager, just getting involved and trying to get a clear understanding of how the political structure went. And so it was like a whole shift, a dynamic shift. But the ones that was in there, they were still playing it business as usual. You know, Tim Evans got rewarded to be the supervisor over the county judges. Bill Henry on the west side was one of their favorites. And I forgot what Ms. Bougianna likes to be. And I know they all probably have passed by now, but it was just that it was kind of crazy because after Washington left, I've never seen so many black people run for the hill that had power and was in a political office, man. That's what made me feel that, hey, this stuff is terrible. It just freaked me out because looking from then to now, it's like it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Hasn't ever changed. You know, as long as they jockey for their position and get their power, that's all they're concerned about. You know, because, hey, I work on the west side. When you look at places like the Holy City in Cape Town, you think that they never rebuilt like a bomb hit. Like it was a bomb from Iraq over on the west side. You can see these places over there. This looks like they never rebuilt it back again, regardless of who the New Orleans. Streets tore up and everything. Just like in Inglewood, the same thing. You know, and it's all the same, but it's not about blaming anybody. It's just reflective of who represents us. These are the same black people that got to taste the city hall and they play the game. So that's what really, 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 you know, making me, you know, try to get a clear understanding, but I can't because if something is still the same as it's been for years, what type of understanding are you really going to reach? Because it's still going to always be the same. So that's basically where I'm at. But I like for the other people to understand, so I won't feel like I'm out of touch. So that's the gist of this whole conversation tonight. Because I don't want to feel like I'm walking this up alone. I need other people input, so I won't make no hasty generalization or no bad inference about the whole situation at hand. Because there has to be a little bit more illuminated to that. Because you got some aldermen out there in that city council that don't even want no other spot but to be aldermen. That's kind of crazy, unless it's bringing them more power and more money than they could ever get if they went to any other office. But whatever the case may be, just take care of the people. You know? That's why I said, Daddy's father had it down pat. He knew. People are votes and people are worth winning. So, hey. Take care of the people first, and then we can do whatever we want to do after that. So it won't be nothing said. But in this day and age, I think the feds got an office set up right outside in the middle of Chicago, maybe downtown on the west side or maybe in North Loop or whatever it is. They're monitoring, watching everything that goes on to see how corrupt Chicago really is. That's what's funny. Which really ain't funny because that's how we get back here. You know, just like you notice, December 1st was the parking ban. But there wasn't no snow on the ground. A lot of people got their cars towed. Now, where would that come from? Unless they all lobbied to just say, hey, we're going to enforce this law anyway. A lot of people had to get together on them, have their car get towed, and ain't no snow on the ground. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. Because I'm just working still. But I do like to know who and what's around me so I don't, you know, make no waves. real. So that's all I'm trying to understand. You know, that's why I wish that, you know, I can have a lot of people share their insight with me about the situation. So I won't feel like I'm stranger to this town. That's basically it. So other than that, hey, that's what it's all about for tonight's show anyway. Because, man, I don't want to go nowhere where I don't supposed to be, and then it's making all, you know, the legal rounds. Because, hey, there's three courts in this world now. That's the civil, that's the criminal, and the court of public opinion. And as it seems today, that the court of public opinion is dominating the other two courts. So I don't want to be involved or caught up in none of the three, but at the same time, I don't want court of public opinion to come down and alter my way of living or the way that I think or affect my life. That's why I come to you all to share some light, and at the same time to let me get some light shared. Because that's a realm within itself. That's what I was saying. They push their agenda so bad to a point to where, hey, they'll tell a lie and they'll believe that lie 10 times before you have a chance to get a word out edgewise. And they'll convince you real good to make it seem like it's the greatest show on earth. But really, deep down inside, it's just smoke and mirrors. You know, fake future, false promises. So I'm just trying to figure it out. And I hope, you know, we all can get a clear understanding. Because we got a new argument in my war. In the 21st war, I never heard of this guy, never know where he come from. And the killing part about it, it just rezoned the 21st war and expanded out to the hundreds. So I don't know. I don't know. I haven't had enough time to get in detail to find out what is who and who is what. But I like to see what type of progress is being made. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's 50 wards in Chicago, and each alderman is elected to be like the mayor of that ward. And when you go around the city sometimes, you'd actually see wards better than others. So if everything was predicated on taxes that they always throwing up in our faces here, why come, if I live on the south side, my taxes are appropriated to make North Loop, Edgewater, Cumberland, and Lincoln Park better than Mall Ward where I live at? I mean, where's the equilibrium? Where's the level playing field? So I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, and I'm quite sure that there's some listeners out there that understand what I'm talking about. But sometimes we just keep things going like it's going. Don't want to make no waves. Just let them do what they want. But, I mean, I believe in a level playing field. I hate losing, but if I don't make preparation, I can be beaten any given day, just like a fighter. You know. But at the same time, I don't like people saying that they beat me in a 50-yard dash when they had a half a blockhead start, too. So, basically, that's me personally. But I can't expect everybody to think you feel the same way that I do. I wouldn't want them to, but that's what makes us different. That's how God blessed us. But to understand and to know is to be at least one step level, either one step ahead. So I just don't want to be in the dark about what's going down. And that's for real. You know, because it's more than just me in this city. So, over at least 2 million people here. Excuse me. And I just want to know. That's basically it, with some understanding. You know, because it's ironic, man. If it's here bad, I can't imagine what they're doing in Washington. Because I'm freaking out on Donald Trump. Because he really believes that he's going to be president again. But that the way it's going, he's the perfect charisma salesman to get into the White House. They're really believing in this man and what he's doing and all this other stuff. And it's so crazy to a fact that I wouldn't be surprised if he did become reelected again. You know, because he know about the fanfare, the highlights, the sales pitches, and all that. He have a lot of people sold on his ideas. But at the same time, is he genuinely in it to make America great again, as he once mentioned, or is he just in it to make sure that he don't spend on federal time in prison? So that's the question that we got to ask. Because if so, he did get in office. I mean, what other changes he going to make? He made a promise to build a wall the first time. I don't see no wall built. You know, he also was saying that how he wanted to keep immigrants out. These are all Republicans are sending an influx of immigrants to these Democratic cities and giving us a culture shock. So I really don't know. But at the same time, I need to understand because it's kind of crazy, you know, if that's what we're dealing with. So, you know, it's all up in the air. But at the same time, we got to recognize who and what we're dealing with. So that's basically it. Because you know, I like to get a real understanding. So I can really do my civic duty and get back involved and vote. Because right now, it don't look too good for the home team. It really don't. Because we put more attention elsewhere to other people that's coming here than we are at home. You know, whoever gets in office, whether it be Washington or at the local level, I have one question to ask them when they get in. And the question I like to ask them is that now that you got into this spot, where does your domestic agenda lie? Can you give me a 5-point detail what type of domestic agenda that you have? Because I've always thought and believed that charity starts at home. And if we're not reassured and redefined here in our own backyard, how can we go and face the world and try to help them, especially if we don't help each other? So that would be my question, because it doesn't look like they have one. It's like, hey, we just walking around, like I said, like I call it the stanky man in the elevator syndrome. We know this guy stank, standing in the elevator. Well, instead of asking him to take care of his personal hygiene, we just sit back and look up at the floors as the elevator goes up and don't mention a word. But, you know, I think it's a little bit too late in the game. It should be time out for that because we shouldn't have to be subjected to nobody's personal order, just like us being here living in America shouldn't have to be subjected to help the world before we can help ourselves. Because once upon a time, we really loved and embraced each other. I guess that was doing disco music. And everybody would get so la, 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 la. So that's probably why. But at the same level, we still got to keep that home, keep us strong so we can deal with the weight of this world. And once we lose that, we lost everything. We don't care about our own backyard. So that's basically what I'm trying to understand and explain. And that's what I'm left with because, I don't know, I just don't like walking in the dark so much, man, when it really comes down to it. Because you can't play the game if you don't know the rules. And that's basically it. Because if not, that's what we're looking at. So the next time somebody go at you, did you vote? You need to really consider what you're voting on. Because, yeah, they might look good. They say the things that you want to hear. But at the same time, man, once they get there, it's like a big fraternal order. And the people are forgotten about. I'm just being honest with you. Because if it was so, it would be more time predicated on doing a civil servant duty than to worry about what bill will pass, what rich corporation came down and dropped you off an envelope to make sure that their bills get passed instead of just the people. You know, I didn't know that when Bobby Rush was the congressman, that Danny's brother used to work for AT&T, and because of Bobby Rush and them and all those $1 million he spent, we got rid of analog and made everything digital back in the early 2000s. I didn't know it was just that easy. So if we walk around with a briefcase full of money, you can bag you a politician, a congressman at the federal level for little or nothing. And hey, you can get your bill passed. And that's the way we do business in America. And that's kind of crazy, man. But what about the people that can't afford digital? I mean, you're going to shut them out? You know, the rural farmer, you know, 130 miles away from the main big hotspot city, you know, or the people that don't get involved in digital. What about people like the Amish and people like that that just keep their lives simplistic? You know, why would you do that? Because that's what they want. What about the interest and the common interest for the people? That's all I'm saying, y'all. With so many of these people out there to these big elected positions, and once they get there, it's like, you? Who are you? What's your name? Wow, we were the people that got you in there. So that's all I'm trying to understand, really. Because without it, man, I hate to see my grandkids going through the same thing. And if this is like this in Chicago at the local level, man, I can't imagine how Washington is. It's like a revolving door. That's why I got to get me cable or something, because I used to watch C-SPAN. Now that I got regular TV, I can't even see C-SPAN. So it's something I got to work on because it's very insightful. Excuse me. Very insightful. So basically, we have to understand who we're going to put in here to do our negotiation for us in the land that we live in. Because if we let them get by, then that means we're going to be undermined. We're going to be coming up short. And I don't know about you all. I don't like to be coming up short. But I give up too much money in taxes for me not to have certain things that's a gift. And to have a civil servant that has an understanding with me should be something easy to understand, because they're there for a reason, not a season, and they took a hope. So we're just trying to get some real true understanding about how this whole thing goes, because if not, then anybody can run for office. Yeah. It's just pitch a tent, just let everybody run. Or either that, or just stay down in the building, because, hey, it worked all the years, this is true, but now we got two tanks. And we got really two tanks. That's why, hey, you know, you trust in a person's work, not what they tell you. Especially our political officials, because they're any way to win, bro. For real. You know, especially in a city like this, because it's predicated on corruption. So it's a given. Excuse me. It's a given. I can get through that. I can understand you here, but at a national level, I can't. I really can't, you know, because that affects the whole country. For real, man. And it's crazy because it's like one big soap opera, you know, and they all align themselves when their positions are threat. It's like, what's that soap opera called? All My Children. When Paul McCartney and Adam Chandler hate each other, but when Pine Valley's threatened, they band together and run the bad guys out. As long as they can keep corrupting and stealing and making deals and shaking people down and doing everything wrong. You know, I don't know. That's like a funny nature and a funny beat. But it's hitting too close to home here now in America, all the way down to the local level. Because you see, I don't get it. I hate to keep going back to this Trump point, but I don't know. Do he really believe himself that he's going to win and be a president again in spite of all these charges that they got against him? I guess he got to will himself to this and believe that lie. Because if not, he's going to send him some nice time in prison. Because they got him at every federal level there is almost. For real, man. you know. But the right sell pitch and the right sound bites, yeah, when it's all through, he might wind up being like Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson. That Say, Say, Say video. Like, they'd even do that whole damn time. They would walk away with a smile and ride off on that little wagon. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't. You know, but that just shows you how flawed this country and the people are to let him even do that. If he did become president. Because we just want something to, you know, sound good to make us feel good. We don't care about what the outcome and what he's really supposed to be standing there doing. You know, we just want to just, you know, go along and get along. And hey, that's a big trade-off, man. Because if that's all you're in it for, then, man, hey, you just let them do anything. For real, man. And pretty soon, corporations will be running this country. And then you wonder, man, you tell your grandkids, you know, once upon a time, we had free reign to do and go anywhere we want, but no, we can't go there no more because the corporations say you're out of bounds. You can't go that far. And they're going to be the ones that dictate the policies for everyday American living. Because it always wondered to me, you know, and I want everybody to think hard about this. It always wondered to me. If communists become capitalists, where do capitalists go? It's a deep government to dictate the policy, how we live and how we think and how we breathe. That's why I say they really think that as a people we're dumb and they can put anything past us or say anything to us, and we hold the back. I mean, hell, if you ain't got the man DC smoking crack with a hooker, hell, you got other crazy stuff that happens with our politicians, man, where, hey, as long as we back down, we can get back into the light and still run for office. So, I don't know, man. But the thing is, to be aware is to be wise. So when you go in that booth next time and try to cast that vote, make sure you're meticulous. You know, make sure it's more detailed. Not just because he sounds good, he look good. You know, I'm serious. So then you can have a real understanding of what's going on and how this thing works. You know, I don't know. I missed it growing up, but a lot of people told me that was older than me said when they was growing up, you used to have to take a thing called civics class and to learn about the political structure and how the political thing's supposed to work. But in this day and age, it looks like this girl's gone wild to me. Because whoever got the money and got the cash, they dictate the course, they dictate the policy, and hey, you gonna get along to get on with them people. Straight up, coming back to Chicago, these black aldermen are so thirsty, man, you need to get them some water, because they'll ride and swing with anybody as long as they got the power, man. And it's crazy because you go back to their wars look like a wasteland. You know? Enough of me talking. I think I got time for a caller. I got a caller up here. I'm going to zoom in now. We're going to get a call. Hello, hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello? 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 Come here, caller. Hello? Well, okay. Well, I guess they don't want to talk. I understand. You know. But, yeah, as I was saying, I just can't get over the fact that, you know, when they come across as being somebody cool or somebody good, you know, I guess they sit in a dark room with the closet door closed and really think about how they go pitch things to people, and then in the end we die and they get in the office. Now we don't exist. Well, I mean the people. Well, and being here in Chicago, it always gives you an attitude that we're still one of the most polarized and segregated cities in the world, to a point that, hey, these people sit up here now, and once they get the few black votes that we are, because we're not voting as much as we did when Harold Washington was around. And once they get these votes, they ride off in the sunset, you know? And that's crazy. That's very crazy. That's why I really don't understand it. But you know, it's not for me to really understand. And at the same time, I just want to get some understanding because I'm older now, and I'm going to be really meticulous about who I'm going to give my vote to. Not just because, hey, you got to have my vote to keep your power and your corruption going, you know. But, hey, if you go help the people, hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, man. That's just like me going to church. If I give you $20 for time, hey, if you spend a nickel on the congregation, you can keep the rest. That's all. But show me that you help somebody. That's what you said you stood for. And that's what's important. You know, that's just what's important. So let's see if we can try to call again. Hello, caller. Come in, caller. Hello. So, okay, well, I guess we don't get no callers tonight. So, that's basically it. So, I think we're going to get out of here and cut this show short tonight because it's like I'm talking to myself. And, you know, hopefully. Hello? Caller. Hello?
Yes, you're not talking to yourself. I hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, and you just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, I just wanted input from our listening audience because I don't want to come across as too critical, but, you know, this is the thing that I'm seeing, not just through television and social networks, but, you know, myself as far as voting, past couple of times I didn't vote. I didn't vote for Trump this time. You know, I voted for Obama one. And then after that, I mean, Clinton was the only thing that I really liked. I didn't vote for Bush. It's just the fact that, you know, now it's been gotten worse to me because just like with this Trump situation, people really believe this man and he ain't nothing but a carnival con man. That's all. And it's
That's
so
it.
Scary that
That's
I think
it.
That if he run again, he might get elected.
Yes.
Serious.
Yes. Yes.
And that's scary because they don't have nobody else that can run against him and prove him wrong.
And he may win.
Yeah, because we don't vote. And all he needs is just the same people he had before, which they're telling you right now. Yes, we're going for it. Even though he's a crook and he's about to go to jail. But do you know, out of 300 and some million people in this country, 350 million people, he got a good at least 225 million backing him. You know?
Yeah.
And the only reason why he lost the first time is because they got tired of him. It wasn't because of what he was doing, because when you think about it, and I hate to give him credit, gas was low, milk was low. Interest rates got down to military interest rates when you buy a house, 3%. So I don't know. I mean, you can be kind of critical about him, but he did get some work done for the working people. And another move he did, which was cool that I liked, because as long as Crooked Nancy Pelosi and them was around, we wouldn't have gotten no money. He didn't even go to Congress. He went to the Small Business Association and told them to give up some of the billions that they got to just the regular working poor people. Now, I give him credit for that. You know what I'm saying? Because all the Democrats is going to do is go give you $900 like they did the first time when they told Bush 2, just give him $900, you know? So, I don't know. If you do get elected again, it'll go back to what I said. The lie was told, they believe it, and other people bought it, you know? So, I mean, that's just the thing. Now, our political structure is based upon a fraternity. You just got to get in there. You know, and once you get in there, hey, the people what? Who? No, ain't no people. That's why they don't want to relinquish the power. You got Nancy Pelosi that's 84 years old, still in office. God rest her soul, Diane Feinstein was 90 years old before she died. Mitch McConnell got to be well into his 70s. Yes?
And look at our leader. Look at our leader, the age of our leader.
Yeah. But do you think that they got enough money and power that it's time for them to relinquish it? Because they don't look like they helped anybody.
I'm sorry,
you know
I'm listening, but my baby is cutting up. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's okay. I appreciate you calling. You know, because I don't want to look like I'm crazy or sinister.
I'm one of your fellow CPA co-workers. I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks, CPA co-workers. But, yeah, man, you know, that's why I said they literally think, well, I think in reality they're the dumb ones for thinking that we're dumb because there's some of us out here that have a real understanding of what their intentions are and what they're trying to do. It's just that we might be along the 5% because they might have the other 85% myth because it's only 10% of them. So the 5% know what's going on, you know. And so we can get some of the 85% just, you know, walking with their head and their butt, then it ain't going to be no changes. It's going to always be the same. Like I said, I was around during the Harold Washington era, and it felt so good because you start seeing the changes he made where he leveled the playing field for everybody, man. It's just that they, I guess, you know, he just got taken down right before he could finish his agenda. You know what I'm saying? And that hurts to see that the only way that you can be successful in this country, man, is martyrdom. Meaning that you got to be taken out before you can really help the people. And that's scary.
Yeah. Scary. And you're right. They get our vote and do nothing for us. And we continue to vote for them.
Right. Well, I mean, when you think about it, are we that trained? That's what they play on because they think we that stupid, just what you said. We still go vote for them. But, you know, I mean, come on now. If I chain an elephant to a pole for 20 years and I take my chains off, he's still going to walk around that pole? Come on now.
You know,
I feel like this. A lot of us going to have to go to the wizard and get two things. And that's a heart and some courage. Because you know what?
That's true.
It's only two types of changes. It's evolution and revolution. I can't wait for evolution. That'll be my big dream. Huh?
You took the words out of my mouth with the revolution, like Malcolm X said.
Right. It's got to evolve. It's got to go around and come back. I'd rather do this revolution than that damn Trump revolution. Because it's scary, man. If he becomes president, man, that reminds me of Damon in Omen 3. Do you remember that movie, The Omen?
Yes.
And Damon became the president in Omen 3? You keep messing with this stuff, you're going to show you something.
Yeah.
Straight up, you're going to show you something. Keep messing with it. You know? That's for real, man. You know, because... I don't know. It's something to it. It's something to it because they ain't got nobody that can go toe-to-toe with him. He don't even go to debates. He show you how much an arrogant he is. He's like, I got it already locked up.
He's probably right.
Yeah. You know, but is that how dumb he think we are, though, man? Because I'm going to tell you something. You know what? If it is, man, it's going to be a lot of fallout, man, because these people really believe it. And then here in Chicago at the local level, we want to embrace these people. And I ain't got nothing wrong against immigrants, but you ride into every black ward, southwest side, or even on the east side, you see all this decay and stuff. And now we want to be host to people that's going to come here, and we got to, you know, put everything on the back burner that we tried to work and scuffle and strive for just to accommodate them and make them feel comfortable at home. I don't think that's right. Now, our political, especially our black political officials, need their ass work. Because ain't no
they
way
do,
on
and
earth
especially.
Huh?
Yeah, and all these people that fought in the war that's under Laura Wacker, that's not getting assist with housing.
Yeah, that's a slap in the face. What did we put you in office for?
Yeah.
What did we put you in office for? Charity starts at home.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? And that's stupid, man, because you know what? You would think that they would have, that means that they never paid attention to the people that sit all the time there.
Because
now you got to stop the world for them. Huh?
They getting a nice chunk of change for placing these immigrants.
Oh, yeah.
These migrants.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah. That's why they're so gung-ho to do it. That's why it's stupid, man. It's very stupid. Yeah. So... All right. Well, hey, CTA caller, thank you for calling, because I'm going to try to get to another one before we get out of here. But the show is every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. You can tune in.
Okay. You keep what you keep doing what you're doing, and have a good night.
You too, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Next caller, caller live. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
caller.
Yes.
Well, Venus, you only got 9 minutes left. You might want to go to your next caller.
No, I think you're my only caller that's left. Yeah. You're my only caller that's left. So, no, I was just saying, you know, it's kind of crazy, but us as a people have to really recognize what's going on around us, and I hope for the better, and maybe God's will be done. But at the same time, hey, man, because you wear a nice suit, you smile nice, that ain't cutting it with me no more. You really got to show your works, because right now, I don't know. I don't think I could tolerate this for a few more years. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. Because, man, they believe their own lives more than us, and they call us dumb. It's crazy. It is crazy. You know? Yeah, man. I mean, look at your new mayor. I mean, he's been in office over 100 days. Do he have anything he can really hold his hat on that he's done? I don't know. I mean, when the question's asked, what has he done? Light bulb goes on, then the light bulb goes off. You know. For real. Yeah. Light bulb goes on, then the light bulb goes off. So I'm just trying to figure it out because, man, we're going to have to be a little bit more apprehensive about who we put up in them offices, man. Because it's not.
All of them do the same thing. They get up in the office. They ask you to vote for them. They get it. Then they get in the office. After they get in the office, then when they get in the office, they tell you what they're going to do. Then when they get in the office, they don't do anything. They promise what they're going to do. They just promise you so they can get in the office. Once they get in the office, then, you know, that's actually basically what they are. That's all they want is to get in the office and get up there and laugh.
I know. Well, I got one more caller. I got 5 minutes
left.
Okay, well, thank you for calling tonight. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you again. Okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, caller. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing? We only got a few minutes left, so come on, speak your mind.
All right. Well, listen to your segment this evening, and it sounds as though you pretty much answered your own question when it comes to politicians. The biggest issue I find is the political race is more of a popularity contest, right? And I think about Don D. Scott, who wrote Barbershop 2, when he had that scene with, Lilo Brown, the politician, right? He came in the barbershop. Most people vote for these politicians because they feel as though they're going to do something for them, or they've been in there and they're AO, their area of operation. So you think you know these guys or these people, but you really don't. You're voting for them based off of what you think you know about these people, but we never really do the proper background checks like you do at a job or so on and so forth. So we hire these people in, and then they get drunk with power. All right? Those people aren't going anywhere because they have lifetime commitments, and people keep voting them in no matter what ideas they have. All right? It's a lot of crackpot people out here when it comes to idealisms that they vote for people in likeness of them and what they're doing. But when you have two candidates pinned against each other and you have to vote for one or the other, it's the which one is the worst of the two evils, pretty much. All right? So, why did we vote these people in office anyway? Why did we make them a primary candidate? But the problem is, when you say why not vote, the problem is I feel as though you should vote. You know, that's equivalent to, how you're going to win the lottery if you didn't even buy the ticket, all right?
True.
So, people think that they're not, quote-unquote, making a difference, but you are. You know, we just got to get the right people in there.
True. But here's the thing, though. Reflecting back on when it took three black men to make one vote, now all of a sudden if they just say your vote really means something, it's a fraternal order, man, and they got it so rigged to a point, because I come from a city of straight corruption, and I see it blatantly every day. And they got it even at the highest level, even in Washington, D.C., to where this dictates everything. You know what? It's almost like the same thing, or just people call it metaphors. I call it Southern quips. It's basically just saying that, hey, we're going to insulate you to do our bid. Once you get there, you ain't got to look back. That's why you got these people 90 and 80 years old still in the political realm and don't want to release the power. Because once they get in there, it's a fraternal order. Damn the people. You know what I'm saying? And that's what hurts the most, because now they believe they don't have in their lives and expect us to be dumb. Like I said, it's 85% follow, 10% run, and 5% know what's going on. So us as a people got to realize that you're going to have to go over these people that you want to put in office with a prior to Trump, because if not, it's structured for you to just go ahead and go to two parties, either one or the other. And if it ain't the person that you really want to think that can change something for just the common working person, hey, man, you know what? It's the same as it ever was. Like the Talking Heads, the rock group, same as it ever was. It ain't going to change. If it ain't changed all this time, you still. Like you said, if I'm winning with this number every weekend, why should I change the number? Like in the lottery, right? So that's the same with our political structure. It's just that they're blatant and arrogant and think that we're really dumb. That's what kills me. Because they're going to tell you a lie, but they got to believe they lie first. They're then going to put it over you and expect you to believe it. That's the thing that I don't like. Because you can see right through them. Streets got more integrity, man. So, when dealing with people like this, I just want to step back, that's all. Because, hey, it's too much craziness going on, and I don't need nobody to just tell me that the world is flat when I know it's round all the time. That's all. That's why I want everybody to be a little bit more meticulous about who they can try to put faith and trust in. But, hey, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you next week, because we got to get out of here. God bless, and may God walk with you all the way. Take care. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.